This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is the third hour. So, on the third hour, when things are going well, when things are going the way I want them to go, on Wednesdays I get to talk to a writer that, more people read his stuff than anybody else in this niche, and that would be one young Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir. We do have Dean, yeah?
My age did a couple decades ago.
Yeah, okay.
But, it's wonderful to be on. I'm happy to be on. And I would like to talk a little bit about an article I did just comparing CCI velocitors with Aguila interceptors. And it was a fun little article because I was just curious. It was just scientific curiosity.
Now, are these, this is ammunition?
This is ammunition, 22 rimfire ammunition.
Okay.
And these are probably for 22 long rifle. They're premium ammunition, and they're the hottest, when I say hottest, the most energy for 22 long rifles that's on the market. They are not quite the fastest, but they make up for that with a heavier bullet weight. And the CCI velocitors they're both 40 grain bullets. The velocitors are advertised at 1,435 feet per second. And the Aguila interceptors are advertised at a little bit more, 1,470 feet per second. Now, those are very high velocities for 22 long rifle 40 grain bullets. So, it's really amazing. Now, there may be more on the market. Those may not be the only ones, but they were the only ones that I had. Winchester might make one. I haven't seen as many reviews about them.
Right.
But I was reading in a blog. It's a forum, actually, and if you are interested in rimfire stuff, it's rimfirecentral.com. It's got all kinds of great information. And people trade, they trade information, what happened. And this PhD, William Harper, he made observations about what testing he had done with the Aguila Interceptor long rifle out of a CZ Ultralux, super exclusive rifle. Now, I have one of those rifles. It's not the super exclusive, but it's the Ultralux, and they have 28.5-inch barrels. So they're one of the longest barrels that you can just commercially buy on the market for the 22. And he said that he was averaging about 1,465 feet per second, which is really fast for a 22 long rifle, 40 grain bullet. So I had a chance to get some of the interceptors, and I just was curious as to what they would do since I had that rifle.
Right.
And at the same time, I had a couple of hundred velocitors that I'd gotten a few years ago. And in my experience, let's put it that way, 22 long rifle ammunition doesn't deteriorate very much. It's very hard to detect any deterioration with 22 long rifle ammunition over anything less than a few decades. So if you're just talking one decade, you're not going to see much difference. Now, there's a caveat. That's unless it's exposed to very high heat for significant periods of time. By high heat, I'd say over 120 degrees. For weeks at minimum. So if it's stored reasonable, in a reasonable way, it lasts for many decades. So anyway, I got some of this, and then what I to do the comparison, it's very hard to compare two different guns with different barrel lengths, because one barrel might have been, the machinery might have been such that its rifling was a little bit couple thousandths larger than the bore on the other gun. One might be really smooth, the other kind of rough. The chamber dimensions can be a little different. And for some guns, like the CZ-22s are choked. That is, the muzzles are just a little bit tighter than the rest of the bore. And that can make a difference if you're comparing it to a gun that isn't choked. So just comparing, picking up one gun with a 14-inch barrel, or, well, 16-inch, and another one with a 28-inch, doesn't really give you a good comparison because they are different. I mean, and there is a significant difference in 22s that way. So I put together a dozen guns of different barrel lengths, and then I compared the two cartridges between them. So you get a pretty good idea. And by the way, it worked out pretty well. The barrel lengths generally were associated with the velocity. In other words, as you got longer barrels, you got more velocity. But it wasn't 100%. There were a couple little quirks in there. And what I found, and this, I was really amazed, because the difference averaged over the dozen rifles, and I did five-shot groups that were averaged for velocity on each firearm with both cartridges. But the average of the velocitor for the Interceptor was 42 feet per second faster on average than the velocitor. Well, they're advertised at 35 feet per second difference. I found that to be remarkably consistent with the advertising. I only detected a 7 foot per second difference between what is advertised. Now, they weren't quite as high as what is advertised. And again, this is just individual variation. With some guns get a little higher than the other. The highest I got with the Interceptors was 1,417 feet per second. And the highest I got with the Velocitors was 1,388 feet per second on a five-round average. So they were pretty good. I did not check them for accuracy, although it did appear that, the little bit I did showed that the CZ did like the Interceptors a little better than the Velocitors, but that's just an individual rifle. You know, if you're really going to check for accuracy, you need to have a really, really solid rifle and a really solid rest and a good scope and a windless tunnel that you can shoot through so the wind doesn't affect it. And there are people who have done that, by the way, and they show 22 cartridges as inherently having unbelievable accuracy. When you go with a really good rifle in all the best conditions, and they're talking about five-shot groups, an average of five of the five-shot groups, so statistically significant. Ordinary 22 ammunition routinely is putting in better than a one-inch group at 100 yards. So the ammunition is remarkably accurate in general.
I need to get me a 22. I do not have a 22. I think I want one.
You don't have a 22. Oh, you need to get one.
I
agree with you. What do you prefer, semi-automatic?
Oh, absolutely. Semi-automatic. I'm thinking about that Ruger.
Yeah, that Ruger, the 10-22 is good.
Yeah.
I'm having pretty good luck with the Thompson variation, you know, sort of clone of the Ruger.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming to the break. We can pick this up on the other side, although there's something else I want to ask you about when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten. Every time you talk about 22s, I just say to myself, you know, I still don't have a 22. I need to do something about that. I have a lot of questions
really
about those. Yeah.
I think you should get two 22s. Everybody who's a shooter ought to have a 22 rifle, and they ought to have a 22 pistol.
Well, the reason, even James Yeager has told me that in his survival kit, if he took off and had one, would be A-22, because you can literally carry thousands of rounds of that, and it don't weigh nothing.
Relatively, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at this new 22 pistol that's come out, and I want to get one, but you just can't find them. They're bought up as quickly as they can. The ones by Kel-Tec.
Yeah.
The P-17 has a six. You get three 16-round mags with it. Everything I read and hear about on it is that the trigger is excellent at under 3 pounds, which is a very good pistol trigger. And it can be a little bit finicky about ammunition, but most ammunition seems to run really well through it. There were a couple of pre-production models that got out that another blog did a good review on, and they just wouldn't work.
Right.
But everything I'm hearing now is the ones that are coming out are very reliable. And the price is ridiculous. Well, it's amazing. Before we got this big run on guns, you know, with the whole coronavirus emergency and everything, they were selling for under $150 a piece. And it's a fixed, you know, and it's incredibly lightweight, too. Loaded with 16 rounds, it weighs less than 14 ounces. Take the magazine out, it weighs 10.8 ounces. That's just, you wouldn't even know it was there. It's
yep.
Just amazing. And then the Taurus came out with the TX-22, which is a wonderful pistol. I have one of those. It's accurate, it's reliable, it's easy to shoot. It's not quite as light, but it's incredibly light. It's just over a pound, 17 ounces. I really like it, but I want to try the Kel-Tec as well. I would recommend either one of those as a 22 semi-automatic pistol. And the Taurus is not that expensive. It runs about $250 when you look around.
Right.
That's not the manufacturer's suggested retail price. So, and a pistol is so useful, a 22, because you can practice inexpensively. The ammo is so cheap that you can afford to practice a lot, and if you want to get proficient with a pistol, you have to practice a lot. So that's why I would recommend a pistol. And the rifles are just a joy to shoot. I learned to shoot a 22 rifle. I probably carried that rifle thousands of miles around the woods when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And the 22 is just a wonderful, wonderful tool for many, many things. And people underrate the 22. They just don't realize how powerful it is. I mean, yeah, it's not a 44 Magnum, but it'll penetrate 14, 15 inches of meat, and it'll kill just, I don't think there's any land animal on the planet, unless it's so rare that you never see them, that hasn't been killed with a 22 long rifle. A big grizzly, world record at the time, 1953, was killed up in Canada by a little Indian woman up there on Slave Lake, the village of Slave Lake. I've
right.
written about that extensively. And then you have, there have been a couple accounts of elephants being killed with 22 rimfires, long rifles. You know, it's kind of a stunt. And it wasn't like they would deliberately, you know, had to kill the elephant. It was because they were calling elephants and it was some kind of a bet between, you know, professional hunters as to whether you could kill an elephant with a 22. So they snuck up real close to it and popped it just behind the leg. So the bullet went into the big arteries just at the top of the heart. And, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, boom, dropped over dead. So don't underrate the 22. And
right.
lots of people have been killed with 22s.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Well, I recommend either one. I mean, both. You should get a pistol and a rifle. So you said you were considering the Ruger 10/22?
Yeah. Well, I see. I've seen some of these kits they make where the 10/22 will break down in the middle and you can, like, put it in a little backpack.
Oh, yeah,
packet.
Yeah.
It looks like a very
I think
versatile setup.
Their takedown model is really good. And there's, you know, most 22s, when you work on them a little bit, you realize they really are almost all takedowns, and that is you take the action out of the stock, it cuts about 12 inches off of the overall length, and it's not too hard to carry around, especially with a 16-inch barrel for a rifle. But the Ruger has got an excellent reputation. I wouldn't hesitate to get one of them. I have been playing around with this Thompson T/CR22, which is a clone of the Ruger. And one of the reasons I like it is because it came with a threaded barrel. And you can get the Ruger with a threaded barrel, too, but it's just a lot more expensive. And so the Thompson is an option I'd suggest to you, but it's not the takedown. Yeah, if you get the takedown 10/22, get it with a threaded barrel. It just adds various possibilities to your experience with a 10/22. Maybe it's not that important. 22s aren't even out of a rifle that particularly loud. And with standard velocity ammunition, they're just not all that loud compared to other ammunition, of course. So I just thinking as a shooter, I don't think you're not really going hunting much, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a shooter, both of those are just wonderful, wonderful things to train and play with. You just learn so much about shooting with a 22. You really notice flinches a lot more.
I've been thinking that my complement of firearms is incomplete without having a 22. I do actually have a 22 that belongs basically to my not quite 2-year-old grandson.
Oh,
I originally I bought it for my father. It's a Henry Lever Action 22. They call it the Stagecoach gun. Yeah,
and yeah, I've heard good things about
it. My father took it out and shot it a few times and liked it a lot, but he's, 80-something years old, and he said, give this to your grandson.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
So I have that for him, but I don't take it out and shoot it. But anyway, coming up on the next break, and for those of you that like the kind of stuff we're talking about with Dean here, well, Dean has already written about it. He's already put it out and written about it, and so what we're doing is recapping what he has done. And you can find his written word at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's good to see some states are starting to slowly open up during the coronavirus test briefing.
It's been encouraging to watch states begin to open up, and it really has been. It's a beautiful thing to see as restrictions are lifted. We must maintain vigilance and continue practicing social distancing. I encourage governors to follow a careful, phased approach, and I want to remind all Americans to adhere to our guidelines. Very important. The governors are going to adhere, hopefully, or they're going to do what they think is best. I want them to do what they think is best, but ideally they'll adhere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to take a pause and wait for senators to return to Washington before considering a fourth phase to the coronavirus funding package. Congress is set to vote on phase three on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. The nation's top diplomat continues to point a finger at China when it comes to how badly the coronavirus has spread. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying that China's government did not reveal the full extent of the initial coronavirus outbreak in a timely fashion.
It covered up how dangerous the disease is. It didn't report sustained human-to-human transmission for a month. It censored those who tried to warn the world.
Pompeo says China had a responsibility to immediately issue a thorough and candid alert to the UN's World Health Organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is marking the 50th anniversary of Earth Day on Wednesday. The president and vice president and their wives spread some dirt on a tree that has been planted on the South Lawn. The president says his administration acted to protect priceless public lands and parks and noted that those areas will soon be reopened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've been talking about 22s. I want to talk about this article that you wrote, Court Upholds Right of Armed Citizen to Shoot a Police Officer in Defense.
Yeah, that was really an interesting case, and I think a terrible travesty of justice.
Right.
Because what happened, and this was in 5 years ago, in 2015, not quite 5 years, but it was August, so it's a little short of 5 years, a man who had retired to Florida shot and severely wounded a Brevard County Sheriff's deputy. Now, this is a fairly complicated situation. We're not saying that he went out, found a police officer, and just shot him. This was a defense of self and others situation. But what happened was that the deputy was part of a sting operation where they were trying to catch Mr. DeRossett, John DeRossett's niece, who's an adult, she's about 40, and they wanted to catch her in prostitution. So they set up a controlled environment at a motel, but she didn't show up. Name was Mary Ellis. And so since she didn't show up and they had texted her to try to arrange this assignation, they went to her home, which was actually John DeRossett's house. His sister had asked him to take this wayward daughter in, because she had gotten involved in drug abuse and then in prostitution. And so the idea was that he'd give her a place to stay and maybe he could help straighten her out. Well, apparently that wasn't working. And what happened is then three deputies, they were all, none of them were in uniform, and the guy who was acting as the decoy or the John in this case was just in, he didn't have any kind of identification to show him as a deputy. And so they went to John's house, John DeRosa's house, and knocked on the door. And then when Mary Ellis showed up at the door, the guy who was acting as if he were the John reached inside and grabbed her and tried to pull her out. Now, consider, they did not have a warrant. They did not catch her in the act of prostitution because she didn't go to the motel where they set up the sting operation. They went to the house where she lived, and then when she came to the door, they grabbed her to try to arrest her, and they didn't announce who they were. Now, it was claimed later on that the deputy who grabbed her said that he told her when he grabbed her that he was a police officer. But if you read stories about crime in the United States, it's very common for criminals to claim they're police officers in order to further their crime. So just telling somebody you're a police officer when you're in plain clothes isn't all that persuasive. So she's grabbed and he's trying to pull her out into, he's in a porch, by the way, an enclosed porch. So he was actually kind of inside what we call the curtilage of the house already. And he really did not have good reason to be there. So he's trying to pull her out. She starts screaming, "Help, help, they're trying to get me," or something like that. Her uncle, who's in a back room eating, hears this. He's retired out of General Motors. I believe he's 55 at this time. Might have been, the ages are varied. I think they got it wrong. They said 65, but I think it's 55, early retirement. He runs, he's got a concealed carry permit. He worked at a security guard there in Florida as a part-time job. He runs to the house. He draws his pistol. As she manages to break free of this guy and starts going inside, as he comes out, he sees it's dark out. This is at night. It's dark. He sees these three shadowy figures out there, and he fires a warning shot into the air to try to scare them off. Well, then they draw their pistols and they start shooting at him. And he gets into a gunfight, basically. And he severely wounds one of the deputies, and they manage to inflict far less severe wounds on both him and his niece. So then he comes outside. The police come up and say, come on out, you know, and he comes out. And then his neighbor, who is a police officer of some kind, tackles him. And he says, "Why are you grabbing me? Did you get those people who are trying to kidnap my niece?" And then, you know, he's taken to the hospital and interviewed at the hospital. He repeats the same thing. And when his niece called up 911 as this firefight was going on or just afterward, remember, it happened real quick, she's telling she didn't know who these people who tried to grab her were. So in Florida, as it is in most of the country, it's perfectly legal to defend yourself, especially on your own property, and to defend somebody else in what you think is a reasonable person would think is a crime being committed. So John DeRosa goes, he's put into jail. It appears he was not offered bail. Remember, he's a homeowner. He's retired. He's never had a criminal conviction before. And they put him in jail. And they keep him there for years. And the case comes to trial in 2018. This happened in 2015. It comes to trial in 2018. And his defense attorney says, look, he had every right to do what he did under the Stand Your Ground law. He didn't have to retreat. He thought a crime was in progress and that he and his niece were in deadly danger. And so he has immunity under Stand Your Ground. Well, the court, which would be the judge in this case, in Florida, under Stand Your Ground, the judge is supposed to make these decisions as to whether he had immunity or not under the law. The judge says, no, you didn't have immunity. You should have known that those people were police officers. So his attorney, he's got a good attorney. The attorney appeals it to the Fifth District Court of Appeals in Florida. And the Fifth District takes it, and they consider it, and they say to the judge, you did not make the right decision. You cannot require that he has the burden of proof that he didn't know those were police officers. The officers have to prove that he did know or should have known that they were police officers. And so they sent it back to the court and said, but you didn't rule on this other exception to the Stand Your Ground law, was that if he was in the process of furthering a crime while this action happened, then he loses the immunity that's granted, that is enhanced by Stand Your Ground. Then he'd have to trial.
Let me get you to hold right there. Coming up on the break. And we'll finish this on the other side. And this is one of the, because I've got a couple of questions about this. You can see this story on Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Lock and Load, and I've been talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been discussing something that is sort of fascinating, simply because I've always had this question. Because what this boils down to in this this article that you were talking about that you wrote, is that this is largely just a case of mistaken identity on the part of the homeowner, right? Have we got?
In a sense, in that he didn't know that they were police officers. But it's really a case of official malfeasance on their part because they didn't announce they were police officers and didn't follow proper procedure. So if they would have announced they were police officers, most likely nothing would have happened. If they would have gotten a warrant, as they should have, and properly presented at the door, went up to his residence and knocked and said, "Hey, we're police officers, we have a warrant," they could have arrested his niece without ever a shot being fired, almost certainly.
Right.
So it was a misidentification in that he thought they were kidnappers, but it was totally their fault for not identifying themselves properly, in my opinion.
Right.
Now, what happened after the appeals court sent it back down to the trial court again, well, to the trial judge, really. He's the one who had the authority. Then he said, "Well, no, this guy was furthering criminal activity because he knew that his niece had committed prostitution in her bedroom in his house." Well, then the lawyer for John DeRosset appealed again to the same appeals court, and they said, "No, just knowing that somebody committed a crime is not the same thing as furthering a criminal act." And so they said the charges against him are to be dropped. He has immunity, and he should never have been charged in the first place. They finally let him out on bond in March of 2020, which was about 5 months short of 5 years that he was in jail. 5 years. Just amazing. So, no, you can't just shoot police anytime, but you can't just shoot anybody anytime. You have to have legitimate, justifiable reasons for shooting people. And just because police wear a uniform and are sanctioned by the state doesn't mean they're immune from everything. If they act as criminals, they shouldn't be surprised when citizens treat them as criminals.
Okay, now let me ask you a couple of questions here, simply because you've looked into this. I've never looked into this. In the event that I'm in, now, did all of this was occurring at night?
Yes.
Okay, so this is all occurring at night. He doesn't know who it is, and they start lighting him up. It doesn't matter who shot first. You know, they're in a gunfight.
Right.
is someone who does not know who his quote-unquote assailant is, who the person on the other side of the gunfight that's engaging him. Is there any law that says, well, you probably need to figure out if they're cops or not?
No. No, if somebody's shooting at you and you have reason to believe they're trying to kill you and you and you're not involved in criminal activity, I mean, if you're robbing a bank, you're not allowed to shoot back, okay? But if you are legitimately where you should be and you're engaged in legitimate activity, yes, you can shoot back to protect yourself. Obviously, if the police officer has shown in John DeRosa's case, he has a lot more backup on his side than most criminals do.
Right.
And I find it just insane that he was held in jail for almost 5 years without bail simply because the person that he shot at, which he was perfectly legitimately allowed to do, happened to be a police officer that made some errors in the way that he processed the situation. So, and I'm not saying that the police officers should be criminally charged, but I think they should be subject to civil liability because they're the ones that made the mistakes. And this is why we have due process under the Constitution.
Right.
And why they passed the Stand Your Ground law in Florida. They passed the law because they wanted to prevent abuses by prosecutors of people who were legitimately defending themselves. Exactly
right.
What happened in this case. And the law, you know, it was the appeals court had to tell the trial judge, look, you got to follow the law. You can't just make it up as you go along. And that's what happened. But it took two appeals over 5 years, and he was in jail for most of 5 years.
Wow. I've just wondered about that with all of these no-knock raids and everything like that couple that you talked about.
That's a terrible situation.
That died. I mean, in the event of, you know, if they think it's a home invasion, right? Or
yes.
if they're asleep when they batter the door down, are they supposed to remember they yelled police when they came through the door while they're dead asleep, or are they just supposed to know there's lights and flashing and guns and people in masks and all this other stuff?
Exactly. The law is what they perceived and what a reasonable person in their position would believe is what you go by. In other words, if you're woken up in the middle of the night and there's explosion and shooting and people are breaking down your door, you're not, you know, going to generally say, could this be police? Maybe I shouldn't defend myself.
Yeah.
No, you're allowed to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And if it's the police, of course, generally they're better armed and better trained and have body armor and everything, so a lot of people lose. But the point is that you are allowed to defend yourself against police if they haven't announced themselves, if they are acting illegally. Arizona actually has a law that says if the police officer is not justified in arresting you, you can use deadly force to stop him. You can resist. And there are several states that have that provision. Florida has a provision like that, too, I believe, and also Texas, as I recall. But I don't have the law books right in front of me, and I'm not a lawyer. But I've read the law in Arizona, and it's very clear. Now, of course, the problem is that you've got to show that he was not justified. Well, in order to do that, you have to live. So, you know, if your life is in danger, protect yourself first and then worry about the legalities later.
That's always been one that I've wondered about simply because I'm not a big fan of no-knock raids.
In a lot of countries, this is not the place. It's not the law in China, for example. You have no right to self-defense in China. In Russia, they're starting to recognize a right to self-defense there. But it wasn't the case under the Soviet system.
Right.
And in England, they're trying, they've always had a right to self-defense, but they've really made it very difficult to do. And there's actually a small movement in England to regain some of their rights to have arms for defense of themselves, at least in the home.
Right.
I don't know if they'll be successful.
Yeah,
if you don't mind, I want to make a comment back about 22s a little bit.
We have 1 minute and 20 seconds before the show is completely over.
My comment is, there, even though we're in the middle of this coronavirus thing and there's been a run on guns in the stores, I figure in a month it'll be back to kind of normal. And there are incredible deals on cheap guns out there. You don't, just because a gun is inexpensive doesn't mean it won't work well. And I've seen the technology that we have now in terms of manufacturing makes the quality control so good that even inexpensive guns like the Mossberg 702, which or the Savage, let's see, I think it's the Mark II. I might be off on a mark there. These guns can be had sometimes for under $100.
Yeah.
Or this Kel-Tec P-17 pistol, it could be had for under $150. Amazing deals. And they work. They work good. They work well.
Well,
so don't let the price stop you from getting a .22 pistol and a rifle.
Outstanding. We'll be talking with you again on Friday. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure. I'm glad that I could be on the show.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours in between now and this. Remember this, if you would. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.